The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but this is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill. You know, sometimes things get circulated on social media and you sit there and go, have I got? Did I get got? Have I been had? Is this an Adam Schefter account? No. This is literal news. The New York Times reported on Tuesday that New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s short list, very short list from what I read, to be his running mate on an independent presidential ticket in November. This November. Aaron Rodgers, as far as I know, Aaron Rodgers is still employed by the New York Jets. I think that they have sort of really committed themselves to him being the quarterback of that team. I don't know how this would work. I will tell you this. The domain name Kennedy Rodgers with a D, you know, because Rodgers spells his name with the D, .com was registered last week using a GoDaddy host. Wasn't Danica Patrick the spokesperson for GoDaddy for a very long time? Mm-hmm.
She was.
Wow. Look at it. It's all coming together. It's all happening. Danica Patrick, also a ardent supporter of Robert Kennedy Jr. I follow her on social. She talks a lot about him and his policies and whatnot. This is not a political conversation. I don't really care where you stand, which side of the aisle you are on. It's more of, what do you make of former quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, now of the New York Jets, throwing his hat, again, at least unofficially, in the ring to be the next vice president of the United States, Chew?
He could do it. Just ask him. I mean, the Jets fans, it kind of feels good, though, doesn't it?
Tremendous.
I mean, it's just like, how do you like your drama? Medium rare? Medium well? I mean, he had to throw it out there. Right? Because it says he had been talking to Kennedy
for a
every
while.
So often. I mean, he would have to throw it out there or give him the belief that he would consider it.
Yeah, that's what the reporting states, that they both those people were approached and that neither of them threw the idea away.
God, he just does not get it. And that's fine if he wants to do that, but you just played three plays? For the New York Jets, whose fan base was ecstatic to have you. The season after he went down was a total disaster. Got paid probably, what, $50-something million for doing nothing?
Well, we know it was because that was the report, right? It was like Aaron Rodgers wants a deal of $50 million. And it was like, that's not true. That's false advertising. What did he get?
Yeah. How would we feel here if he was still playing for Green Bay? And they were making a Super Bowl push or one of the teams considered in the NFC.
Well, I think there's a lot of people here that would vote for him. I think there are.
Oh, yeah,
but
I'm sure.
You take into account the people in New York that would not.
Yeah.
Because, again, that's the deal here. It's a trade-off. You can't be the quarterback of the New York Jets and also be the vice president of the United States.
He probably thinks he can.
You have to cash it in. And to your point, Chu, you got that entire fan base who waded through, you know, I'm picturing Andy Dufresne's right now. The sewer of this past season when the franchise quarterback went out with an Achilles injury, and all they've been doing is clinging to the hope of this upcoming season and having him back and healthy and a future Hall of Famer under center. Now you're just going to go, I changed my mind.
It's a civic duty to represent the American people.
There's just a microphone he does not like.
Not. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, anyone that's going to push back.
I mean, it's what, you know what? I laugh because it's not our problem. We got rid of the problem.
Not
we're cap
circus,
healthy.
Not my monkeys.
We're the window is opening.
I think it further
got
proves,
our
though,
quarterback.
That Goody made the right call making the move. I mean, that transition was tough, right? Having to be the guy who parted ways with somebody who obviously is adored by so many. And he has his detractors and, you know, he's a complicated fella, as we have discussed. But that was not easy for Goody to do. He knew what the public relations, what the public response to it was going to be, at least from a portion of the fan base. And yet he said, it's not going to work out anymore.
Are there still Turn Goody, the page. Are there still Goody haters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be, because the reason they're in the position they are to where they can attack free agency is because he nailed the offensive side of the ball, right? If he didn't nail it, they would still be plugging holes on that side, where now, with a little bit of help in the offensive line, they're set for a couple years until they start having to pay some of those young receivers and tight ends.
And also moving on from Aaron Rodgers.
And moving on from Aaron Rodgers and moving on from Bakhtiari.
Because they took the entire cap hit.
Yes.
In one fell swoop. They weren't going to try to extend it out over years. They just wanted to rip the Band-Aid off and be done with it. And they're past that now. So it does give them a lot more cap flexibility to go out and make some of these moves that are bettering the team.
Like, what are the haters don't like? Is it just the fact that they're Aaron Rodgers fans and they got rid of their guy? Because you can't really fault the guy for anything he's... I mean, granted, his early on drafts were a little rocky. There were some really bad ones. But these last 2 years, he's kind of figured it out. So I just don't know. They're in such a great position with the cap. Not great in the cap, but it's getting there. But with the draft picks that they're going to have coming up, they're going to be able to plug a massive amount of holes. And if he does half as good as he did this last year, man, they're in a good spot. Because if you look at San Francisco, they're starting to purge, right? They got to start getting rid of guys because of cap trouble. Look at Dallas. Same thing. They got to still sign some guys and they're in cap trouble. I just don't know how you could be mad at the guy.
Am I sick because a piece of me wishes Aaron Rodgers was still the quarterback just so we could have the day today of, oh, do we have a quarterback starting this season because he's potentially running for VP? I mean, it's goes against everything you would want as a football team, as an organization. It is a massive distraction. Do you remember just a couple months ago when Aaron Rodgers was talking about how they had to get back to their winning ways? There's a quote here, and I don't know the source of this, but Rodgers responded to a question about what can be learned from the 7-10 season, so the Jets need to eliminate distractions. The four-time MVP, who created headlines throughout the year with his weekly TV appearances on the Pat McAfee show, most recently last week with controversial remarks about talk show host Jimmy Kimmel, said the organization must maintain a singular focus on shedding its losing
moves. Yeah, and in my interpretation of that, Joshy, was always do as I say, not as I do. My interpretation of that was always that he was talking to the rest of his teammates saying we have to eliminate distractions. It was not about him specifically. He was not self-reflecting and saying maybe I misstepped by doing some of these things. So I also don't think that he thinks that this is a distraction. And Roger's argument to that would be he didn't leak it.
Right.
He's not talking about it. This is a media creation. The media is creating the spectacle.
That's coming.
I mean, mark your calendars, folks. Just figure out which day it's going to be where Rodgers, when he does discuss this, says he didn't create the media circus. He didn't create the distraction. Mm. It was all, you know, everyone else reacting to the news.
From the moment Brian Gutekunst traded Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets, is there anything you can say that definitively proves Aaron Rodgers is committed to championships and Super Bowls?
No. Because when you're being paid that amount of money, and when I was getting paid, you know, to play the sport, my focus was 100% that craft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not go be the Jeopardy host. It's not go run for vice president. It's not this. It's just he always wants... And I could see how it upset the Packers. Dude, you're getting paid $60 million. How about you put all your efforts into being the quarterback of whatever team you're on. And that's it.
I think you can argue even his rehab from Achilles was an exercise in vanity because he spent the whole time telling us, well, I'm coming back. I might be able to play. Only for us to all, as we all expected, him not actually play, keeping his name in the limelight. The idea of adding Nathaniel Hackett, Randall Cobb, and Alan Lazard, that's just... Hanging out with your friends. That's just your buddy. That's not, you're not making your team better. You're not giving yourself a better chance at a Super Bowl by anything he did.
Yeah, you snowballed the GM to take an average guy's and like, dude, what are you doing here?
Yeah, that's not winning.
I'll take it one step further. You said, since Brian Gutekunst traded Aaron Rodgers, has he done anything? And you were talking about Rodgers committed to football. Since he traded Aaron Rodgers, and I know you're going to argue it's a small sample size, folks, but has Brian Gutekunst done anything to draw ire? Has Brian Gutekunst done anything since that movement, moment, where you've said, oh, he really screwed the pooch there, really made a bad call, bad decision? You know, even the Amari Rodgers thing, which a lot of people like to point to, Goody got it wrong, was before that.
Yeah, like, the only since he thing moved on, is Rasul Douglas.
Trading Rasul Douglas to the Bills.
But they're
what did they get for him? A fourth?
No, I think it was a third.
A third?
Yeah. I think now, as we sit here today with the Packers' new defense.
Could you even pivot on that, though, depending on what they get with that third?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it would be nice to have Rasul.
As we were discussing with Jair earlier. Yeah, that would be nice.
Kind of take it back.
Jason, though, is convinced that Goody didn't think the team was going anywhere. Yeah. And that's why
we didn't either.
No, yeah.
I think if you did, you were a liar. At that point when he made that trade, it made sense.
800-990-3776. Reaction rolling in on Brian Gutekunst, because, of course, he and Aaron Rodgers will always be inextricably tied. Matthew saying, I was a Goody hater before, but now I'm not. I'm more Goody neutral, which is progress. Moving in the right direction. Justin weighing in saying, I'm still Goody suspicious. I'm definitely not a hater anymore. He obviously deserves all the credit for Love and the Rodgers situation. It's make or break time for the defense, though. This is his third defensive coordinator. Is that on Goody or is that more on LaFleur?
Well, that's LaFleur. I mean, that's the cylinders.
Is there, as we currently stand here, an unreproachable general manager? Because even if you think of the best teams in the NFL, John Lynch has had his troubles with drafting quarterbacks. Now, they've nailed it because they got the seventh round guy right. But it's not like that guy is beyond reproach. Like, how can you argue Goody doesn't have this... Is there a more exciting young team in the NFL right now?
Well, probably the GM of the Chiefs, right? Because they've had so much sustained success.
You get a lot of credit for the Patrick Mahomes thing.
Yeah.
That's doing a lot of work there.
I think if they win one, he'll be held in higher regard than Ted.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd have to go a long ways to be held in higher regard than Ron.
Right.
Probably win multiple. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I was, we had reason to be suspect of him at first, but, went through his growing pains and hopefully he's coming out of this thing.
So what you're saying is Goody has a better approval rating right now than Aaron Rodgers.
I would think so. Yes.
And the thing about it is, and I'm not sure that Rodgers has given, and I know he gives a lot of thought to all of these things, but like, has he given thought to, when you're a candidate for the top offices in the country, all those skeletons are coming out, man. Like, all of the things that you have done from the moment that you became a person, right? Not a child. We excuse childish behavior for children. Mm-hmm. But, like, everything, every story that people are telling, publications are going to pay for those stories. They're, you know what I'm saying? Pictures from back in the day. Like, all of those types of things are going to come home to roost.
Does he care?
Yeah. He knows the playbook. Just call them names. Tell them they're liars.
I think he likes it. He loves the haters.
I think he loves to pretend he does. I think the reason we see the reaction we do every time someone says something critical of him proves the fact that it really hurts.
You think he still reads everything that's out there?
Yes.
Well, he better not be now. He better be reading political strategy and understanding the relationships with other countries and all of that stuff. Gary weighing in saying, I love how Rodgers lives rent-free in all of your heads. Gary, are you kidding me? This is national news. In what world are we fabricating something to just talk about Rodgers, Gary! He says, I can't stand our GM. He's a turd and a coward that doesn't want the guy that gets rid of Packers fans. That gets rid of the Packers the fans love. So he just lowballs them so it looks like they're the ones being difficult.
Hey, I got one word for Gary. Bozo.
I mean, rent-free in our heads, Gary? This is on every sporting publication this morning that a quarterback in the NFL who happened to have played a pretty dang long time in Green Bay the franchise that we cover, is considering running for vice president, Gary? Gary!
I got a lot of space in my head. I'll rent it out.
You're like, huh? Is there a market for that?
Yeah, I wouldn't give it to Gary, though. That guy's got something going on you don't want.
Gary! Come on! We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We got power rankings coming up. Chewy's got a good list. I'm excited to hear it right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit?
Gotten?
A little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Your next hangout spot is found right in Waukesha. Q Club of Wisconsin is the perfect place to catch a game, play some games, and grab a drink. Bocce courts, dartboards, foosball tables, and of course, pool tables. 10 of them. Plus, Q Club of Wisconsin has its best fish fries tonight and on Fridays. And you know they just pile it high. Check out the live music on Saturday and stop in for brunch every weekend starting at 9 a.m. It's all happening at the Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Visit QClubWI.com or like them on Facebook.
Having trouble finding power rankings. Hold on. We've got some changes.
All right. Well, we can just play power rankings then. I could try to mimic the open.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, Joshy, explain the new rules before I give you the list.
Very simple. Jen and I are going to team up to make as many guesses to Chewy's power ranking list. We have 3 total minutes. I've got a timer here on the side. 7 correct or less, Chewy wins. 8 correct or more, we win.
All right, what's the list, Chew?
The list is, in honor of free agency, the top 10 Packer free agents of all time, according to LombardiAv.com. This is going to be close.
How old was the list? Do you have a date of publication?
Where would I see that?
Oh, my God.
Near the top.
When are we starting the timer?
It's a good list.
Okay, well, easy number one, Reggie White.
Yes, I agree.
Have you started the clock?
Are you going to tell us if it's right or not?
You're right.
Great. Like Josh, you didn't even need to see.
I got accused of stalling last week, and I thought that was completely
unfair. You did stall.
Unfair.
Charles Woodson has got to be on this
list. Number 2, Charlie Woodson.
That's 2.
Julius Peppers.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Number 3, Pepper Shaker.
We've gone 1, 2, 3. That's impressive. I think that you were asking about free agents, but Favre was not a free agent, and they traded for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does Za'Darius Smith fit in there?
He's got to.
Za'Darius Smith is number 10. You
all
got
right, so
4.
We got 4. All time. What do you think, Joshy?
I'm really struggling here.
I blew by one last week.
Let's go back. How about, in Chewy's era, who were any of those wide receivers free agents or were they trades? Like a Bad Moon Rising.
Wasn't Desmond Howard a free agent?
Must have been.
Desmond Howard, number 8. You got 5.
Okay. How much time we got?
We expended 1.5 minutes so far.
We get 3 minutes? Is that what it is? It'd be nice if I knew the rules.
Yes, we get 3 minutes. Is Preston Smith going to fit in the list? He can't be. Is he better than Za'Darius? Even though Za'Darius was nearly a depoy?
Not on the list.
Oh, no.
Okay, so how many strikes do we get? Is that it?
No, you get as many. You just get 3 minutes.
Oh, all right.
So you got 5 so far.
Crap, we need to get 3 more? Oh, this is brutal.
I mean, people are probably pounding their...
Yeah.
Think my era.
That's where I'm struggling.
Would they have put Tremont on the list?
He was a UDFA.
Tremont Williams, number five. Wow. You got six. Clock.
That's tricky. We've got about 30 seconds here.
I don't know that we're going to get this. Well, there's got to be some defensive players that we're not thinking of.
Who?
I'm like going through.
2000s. And being like, 2000s. My era.
Would a John Kuhn make the list?
Not on the list.
Can't imagine.
We've got 10 seconds. Chewy's going to win.
Dang it.
I'm 2-0, baby.
All right. We give up.
All right. Not bad, though. Not bad. Here's your list. Number one, Reggie White.
Yeah, we got that one.
Number two, Charles Woodson.
Also got that one.
Number three, Julius Peppers. Number four, Ryan Pickett.
I would have never come up with Ryan Pickett.
Number five, Tremont Williams.
Yes, okay.
Number six, Santana Dotson.
That was a miss.
Number seven, Ryan Longwell.
Oh, never would have remembered that Ryan Longwell was
Eight,
a free agent.
Desmond Howard.
Okay.
Nine, Jared Cook.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
10, Za'Darius Smith.
There's no way Jared Cook.
Chicken dinner.
Brutal.
Jared Cook.
Who else should be on the list?
I mean, Preston Smith deserves it more.
Could you make an argument for any of those guys in 2019? You already mentioned Za'Darius. You mentioned Preston. Could you make a case for Adrian Amos?
No.
Wait, wasn't Frankie Winters a free agent?
He was Plan B. You guys don't even know what Plan B is.
Well,
but it's not a pregnancy test, okay?
That's also not what Plan B is, so.
That was a good list. Although, I'm looking at some of the comments, and the first one is Jared Cook, really?
So, Andre Rison was a free agent. Don Beebe, Cullen Jenkins, Sean Jones, George Kuntz.
Maybe in place
Wait
of Jared
a minute,
Cook.
Chewy, I just pulled up your list. Lombardi Ave, you said, right? LombardiAve.com.
Yeah. Yes.
This list was compiled by AI.
Oh, come on.
Which is the world we live in now. Right?
I'd ask you what AI stands for, but
well,
you tell
I'm
me
not gonna
Allen
lie
Iverson.
To you. Every time I see AI, I think of A1 steak sauce.
Do you use A1 by the way?
And then the guy tripping down the stairs and getting 42 stitches.
Our buddy.
Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Oh no.
Well, what's wrong with AI? I thought AI is the best right now.
Well, I just don't know what they used as the criteria.
I could tell you they failed us in this one. Jared Cook was never that good.
He wasn't around long, but I thought he was pretty good.
This article is arguing that Sean Jones should have made it over Cook.
Over Jared Cook.
Packers signed him in 1994. He had 24 and a half sacks, forced 7 fumbles in 3 seasons. During his time in Green Bay, Jones was named a second team All-Pro twice and helped the Packers win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Jared Cook had like 30 catches.
He had a big catch in Dallas, though.
Wow.
Had a big one.
Can we just pull up a comprehensive list of all free agents other than this AI?
You want Cheesehead
one?
TV?
Sure. Why,
oh,
you got
they had Adrian Amos 10? That's
Thank
bad.
You.
Ryan Pickett 9, Sean Jones 8.
Thank you.
Desmond 7, Preston 6.
There you
Za'Darius
go.
5,
wow,
Peppers
see?
4.
And that's going to be the same.
Santana,
Woodson,
Charles. I don't agree
Reggie.
With that. Huh?
I like that list better than the other list.
Pickett, really?
I think Joshy likes it, too.
Yeah. Amos?
He got the Smith brothers on it.
Jared Cook played 10 games as a Green Bay Packer.
Why
Jared
beat up
Cook
on the tight end?
Catching shrapnel.
You know
today.
I was going to go to the list with a tight end on
he
it.
He had 30 catches, 377 yards, and a singular touchdown.
Yes, but how many blocks did he have, Joshy?
Yes.
Can we please give him his proper
And
respect?
He was on kickoff return.
Yeah. You're a goofball.
I won again. Feels good.
You did win. That's right. You're 2-0 in this new format. We didn't have Gabe this week. Let's see if we can get our first win next week. I want to tell you guys about my friends over at Great Midwest Bank. They are loan officers, but they are more than just bankers. They are your neighbors as well. Let the loan officers at Great Midwest Bank be your guide to getting into your new dream home. Whether it's a simple question or starting a new application with your friends at GMB, they are here to help. They know the difference between squeaky cheese curd and a crispy cheese curd, which matters because you go outside of Wisconsin, people don't know that. I'll tell you. I go out to my friends at the network, elsewhere. They're not familiar with all of these intricacies and details and wonderful little things that make Wisconsin, Wisconsin. So discover the simply local difference at Great Midwest Bank today. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to meet your loan officer today. Great Midwest Bank is your and my simply local equal housing lender.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We spoke earlier about Aaron Rodgers and the report that he is being considered as a vice president for Robert Kennedy Jr. Robert Kennedy Jr.? Yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
RFK Jr.
RFK Jr. Speaking of the government and Capitol Hill, there was some college football flavor yesterday in Washington as a roundtable was conducted that Nick Saban and other movers and shakers in the college football space were invited to speak at. Nick Saban, of course, just retired from Alabama. He will be joining ESPN in College Game Day this fall. But he is the guy who, I guess, got the most attention for what he had to say yesterday when he was addressing Capitol Hill on some of the changes that we have seen in college football, name, image, likeness, to be specific. Take a listen to Nick Saban yesterday.
All the things that I believed in for all these years, 50 years of coaching, no longer exist in college athletics. So it's always was about developing players. It was always about helping people be more successful in life. My wife even said to me, we'd have all the recruits over on Sunday with their parents for breakfast. And she would always meet with the mothers and talk about how she was going to help and impact their sons and how they would be well taken care of. And she came to me, you know, like right before I retired and said, why are we doing this? And I said, what do you mean? She said, all they care about is how much you're going to pay them. They don't care about how you're going to develop them, which is all what we've always done. So why are we doing this?
Nick, what did you do? You didn't go coach at Directional University. You went to the place that paid you the most money. And now you're upset because the money's starting to go in the other direction? When you coach on the sidelines, you don't tear your ACL. You don't get concussions. And I'm not talking kids that go on to play in the NFL to make money. It's just ridiculous. There's no insurance for a kid in college that tore his ACL twice. You know, there's no research for him if he has suffered four or five concussions there. It's just those are the kids that are putting it on the line on the field, getting hurt. So you can get your salary. I mean, it only makes sense that the gobs of money that college football and the NCAA is making goes in the other direction. Now, I agree with them, and I didn't hear the whole thing. From the standpoint, it can't be the Wild Wild West. But some of the money's got to go the other way. It can't go to coaches who make $12 million a year. It's just totally unfair. And I still believe this is a part of the reason Saban got out of the job because it got too difficult. It's no longer, you know, King of the Hill recruiting high school kids and going and getting every five-star you want. Now you have to battle with other schools with NIL and the transfer portal. It's a lot harder. But that's why you get paid $12 million.
But also, he is well within his right to walk away.
Absolutely.
Just like Jeff Hafley was well within his right to pursue an opportunity elsewhere. Just like Chip Kelly, who left UCLA to become an assistant, to become a coordinator at Ohio State. Like, you can move. If you don't like how things are going where you are, you have the freedom and luxury to move. And that has always been the argument for why these athletes then should be given the same luxury. Now, moving multiple times, I don't know. That does, you know, lend itself to programs poaching other players and offering money. It was never supposed to incentivize kids to go to a certain program. And when I did that panel this weekend at South by Southwest with, again, some of the movers and shakers in the college football space, the biggest grievance is that it's different from state to state. And the argument that these gentlemen were making, it was Chris Del Conte, who's the AD at Texas. It was Greg Sankey, who is the commissioner of the SEC. And it was Cole Gahagan, who is the CEO of Learfield, which has a lot of the media rights to a lot of the college football or college sports, rather. Their biggest grievance is that it varies from state to state, which means that some states can use it to incentivize athletes to leave the state and the program that they are currently in to go to theirs. And Chris Del Conte was talking about how his athletes at Texas get frustrated because they're up against athletes at Alabama who live in Alabama who have different restrictions, less restrictions on the name, image, likeness, earning potential. So if a company wants to go with the best athlete, they're incentivized to go with somebody from a different state, which means less money in their athlete's pocket. So that's the issue that they have. It's the disparity between each of the individual states in our country, which again, because the NCAA didn't act initially, they allowed the states to bring it to their own legislations. And then the buzzword that they used to was it's a race to the bottom, which means it's a race to see who can deregulate the most because that offers the most money in those kids' pockets. And I always use this as an example. I don't know if this is the case, but Missouri, for whatever reason, comes to mind for me. Missouri is in the SEC. But it's not recruiting the same level of athletes that Georgia is, that Alabama is. But if Missouri wanted to deregulate its NIL, it could theoretically offer more money in that space to incentivize athletes to go to their program and build up a powerhouse that way, because right now there are no restrictions on that, Joshy.
What's interesting to me here is we recently have seen videos of Nick Saban having people carry his briefcase to his car, open his door for him, do things that reek of an absolute privilege that he's not granting to other people. What do you mean these kids are looking with their hands out and how much they get paid? Of course they are. For many of the athletes that go through Alabama, none of them are ever going to play in the NFL or have a contract that can figure out the rest of their life.
Well, at Alabama, they might, right? Like,
no, most of them won't.
As long as Brian Gutekunst is drafted, Georgia's always going to be at Alabama.
The point still stands, most players that go to Alabama won't ever sign an NFL contract.
90% of them won't, yeah.
A lot of them will. They have the best chance to do it there. But to pretend like something like it's unjust or it's unright or why aren't these kids worried about development? What do you mean they're not worried about development? They're worried about getting paid because everyone's worried about getting paid.
Right. Well, development doesn't pay the mortgage.
That's how this works.
Development doesn't put food on the table, right?
They created the problem because when Northwestern 10, 15 years ago was going to unionize, they should have said, hey, this is getting kind of serious. Now, the billions of dollars you get, you should have said, let's take 20% of that, set up a pay scale for the players that incentivizes. If you're a starter, you play this many games, you get X amount of dollars. They created the problem. And they fail to admit that they did. Now it's the wild, wild west a little bit. It's a lot harder for the coaches in recruiting. Your fault, Nick. Your fault. Because you wanted all of the money going one way. One way. And the kids who pay the price on the field don't get squat. So I don't feel sorry for you a bit.
Well,
I don't
and that's
agree
the thing.
With...
Like, if you're a kid and you're a kid's family and you're sitting in Nick Saban's living room I mean, he's got a number of them, so
his
I don't know.
Palatial estate.
Yeah. I think that if you aren't asking about how much money is coming your way, you're doing yourself a disservice. That's negligence, isn't it? If you want to be the one guy who sits in Nick Saban's living room for whatever, for pride, who asks about development, fine, good for you. But you're going to get passed by the other guys who are immediately going, what's in it for me? How much am I getting? Do you talk to the collective? What's the collective handing over for my position this year?
And how much money did, let's say, Ron Dayne lose on jersey sales at the University of Wisconsin? Well, he got an education. Well, he might not really care about the education. How much money did you make off of that? You don't think a kid is entitled to some of that money? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think I want to be clear. I think that Saban and, again, some of the people that I was with this past weekend, they all agree that the athletes should get compensation for their name, image, and likeness. Sometimes it gets called athletes should get paid. That's a little bit of a nuance there. You should be compensated for your name, image, and likeness. They all say that. They just want it to be the same from state to state. Mm-hmm. The problem is,
which is fixable.
How do you put that to? Tell me how. Because that's the thing right now. Because like I said to you, there are states that have no incentive. There is no incentive for them to level the playing field. Because right now, deregulating as much as possible is benefiting them.
Well, do we want the federal government to step in?
I think that's why this stuff is happening, bud.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem with it. It should be universal throughout all states. But I mean, the bottom line is the kids should get their cut. You know?
Yeah. And I don't, I know... You can say from what you've heard, you've talked to people who say that. I don't think they think they want the kids paid. They want student athlete. They want student athlete was a term invented to make sure kids could not get paid.
Yes.
It is not something that was a core tenet until it had to be because they believe that all the money should go one way. They can give lip service to these kids should get money. They should do all that. Until they start acting like they believe that and stop fleeing from it and stop saying, well, it's out of control, I'm not going to believe a single
one of them. I mean, when I was under scholarship, and it was clearly stated in my scholarship, I wasn't allowed to work. You could work during the summer, but that's it. I'm like, I came from an extremely poor family. I mean, I could stretch $20 for a month, and you're telling me I can't work?
And if I remember correctly, when I was at Marquette, the basketball players, which is obviously the highest revenue sport that Marquette has, they were not allowed to work just anywhere. You couldn't go get a job at Cousins. You couldn't. It had to be aligned with like a booster or like, you know what I mean? It had to be like a company that was tied or attached to the program that was supporting the program in some way. So there was a very limited selection of options back in the day. Now, again, the goal is to be able to monetize your name, image, likeness so that you don't have to go out and get a job at Chili's or Cousins or any of the other spots on campus. Like, I think if they could figure out a way to get it the same across the board, which I believe is what you're saying, the federal government having to step in and kind of set those parameters, set those rules in place, it would probably be, it would go a lot smoother. Because now, Chew, whatever state down the road is offering you, well, we can offer you the same. They can't lowball us. They can't just, you know, what did they give you? You know, we were talking about free agency when they're like, what is it, restricted free agency?
Yeah.
When they're like, go get an offer, let us know what you get.
Yeah.
Like, now you can't do that. It is what it is. The offer is what it is. Your position is what it is. Or based on whatever number of metrics they want to put together.
But then still you have to deal with states that don't have income tax because they have a benefit there. You're getting 6% more of your money, like Florida or Tennessee or Nevada.
So funny that you mentioned that because Dario yesterday when we were talking about Aaron Jones asked me if I knew what the difference was between the taxes in Green Bay and the taxes in Minneapolis. And I was like, why? He's like, well, Aaron Jones is going to Minneapolis. Don't you think there's a difference in the taxes?
To my understanding, it would probably be more in Minnesota.
I'm just throwing it out there just as another like detail of when you're talking about the numbers that the Packers offered versus the numbers that the Vikings offered. You can't ignore those little details. And Chew, as somebody who was in the league, I'm sure you were well aware of all of those
details. It was. The crazy thing is when I played, they changed the law to where if you played in a away game, in San Francisco or San Diego or whatever, you would have to file a tax return in that state. So we would have to wind up filing 10 different tax returns in every state because we played. So what a mess.
Minnesota's is higher than Wisconsin's.
Yeah, what is it?
Here it's a range from 538 to 985.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And sometimes it varies from city to city, right? Hasn't that always been the thing about like if you go down to downtown Chicago?
Living in New York City. Turns out living in New York City is more expensive.
You don't get as much bang.
A little more expensive to live in the city than just anywhere.
I'm pretty sure the sales tax in Chicago, like if you're in like metropolitan Chicago, not like Naperville or a suburb, you know, is 10. Or it's like 9.5 or something crazy like that, you know? Anyway, interesting conversation. Let us know if you have thoughts on it. 800-990-3776. It is not going away. That's the reality, no, guys. Like, this not. Is going to continue to be a topic of conversation in the college football space. Wisconsin certainly is dealing with it, and we will continue to follow it as it develops. You guys remember me talking about being at the state fair, seeing a sauna. We've all had those moments walking through an expo center. Usually it's just a new set of pans, right? Or, you know what? I got this bad boy at the expo center. My hot neck, the thing I put on my neck this morning when I twisted it or I slept wrong. Anyway, my most recent purchase at the Expo Center was, of course, my Good Health sauna. And I was always wanting one because I had heard about the benefits. I'm sleeping better. My skin looks better. My recovery after my workouts is better. And it's all thanks to my Good Health sauna. I'm going to encourage you to go to their website, goodhealthsaunas.com, because that's where you can see the inventory of their infrared saunas. And there's a lot of information there about the benefits of having an infrared sauna. And maybe it won't be something for you, but maybe it will. And then you can go to goodhealthsaunas.com and you can look into purchasing one yourself. I talk about it all the time because I really feel like it has made a huge difference in my life. So go to goodhealthsaunas.com and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of a right tackle.
I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
Like, I was thinking, okay.
Who's Raj? You tell us, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. Aria is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with its culinary creativity, delighting in its offering of artisanal American cuisine. The restaurant transcends tradition and leans into the realm of playful and inventive flavors. So come and experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a culinary work of artistry. Learn more and make reservations at aria@stkate.com. Do my best, we'll begin with a one or a two. Shout out to Milwaukee Panthers, who were in the championship game last night of the Horizon League. Ended up losing to Oakland 83-76, but what a game it was. Tied for much of it, very close, and a very good season for Bart Lundy and crew. I guess are they even on the bubble? I should look and see if they're even on the bubble. I think they needed to win the Horizon League in order to get into the big dance, but I will check on that. Marquette is in the Big East tournament, which is this week in New York, Chew. And they're the 3 seed. So
okay.
That means
they get a bye.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I believe the team left yesterday. Lots of stuff that we got to this morning. I don't even know if we put a single poll on our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. Nothing today, huh? The Rodgers thing got a lot of reaction, though. I mean, I think. What do you think the general sentiment is, Joshy? People are relieved that this is no longer something that they, as Packers fans, have to worry about?
Yeah, it's hard for me to gauge because I have
strong feelings,
but it feels like a lot of eye roll and a lot of people kind of laughing at it. And as you guys said, it's not our problem. So people are reveling in it more, relishing the fact that New York today, they turned on their radios much like we did, and they're debating, do we have a quarterback? Do we have to worry about this? Is he going to miss up until November because he's in a presidential run? I think
on the campaign trail.
Yeah, most people are treating it as a joke.
But you lived in New York, Josh. You think Jets fans are turning on him?
Yes. I don't know.
Enjoy the ride.
I mean,
as Packer fans,
you could have tried to say that we weren't enjoying the ride at the end, were we?
No, not at all.
That's and I think. Four snaps and a blown Achilles and all the news you've heard from New York has kind of caused people to start to sour. I've seen a lot of criticism of that front office. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has quite gained the ire, but I feel like there's going to be some unhappy fans going, dude, what are you doing? We're trying to win a Super Bowl here. Yeah. We're trying not to become the unlovable losers. And now you're trying to be VP or considering...
I also can't help but wonder if it's kind of a mockery of, and I'm not going to get into political elements here, but like, I still think that being the president and the vice president of the United States is a pretty premier gig. And it feels like you have to, I don't know, maybe that's the issue is people don't want career politicians. I don't know, but it feels to me like you can't just like sign up for that sort of gig, can you? Like...
If there's anybody who thinks they would be the best VP ever, it's Aaron Rodgers.
No, he wants president.
So basically what you're saying is watch your back.
Yes. Look out, RFK.
Well, that family history, there's
That was done.
Will the Italian is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a good one, everybody.